Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, House of Christ Ministries, Inc., strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise be to God. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And if you're living or visiting in the New York area, we want to extend an invitation to you to join us in Sunday service at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20, Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. You can also join us for prayer meeting on Thursdays, Bible studies on Fridays, and our School of Ministries on Tuesdays at 7 p.m., starting on June 16th. Praise be to God. And I just want to glorify God today for all that He has done for us, all that He has done for the ministry and what He's about to do in our lives. I love you, Lord. You answered my prayers. You paid attention to me. And so I will pray to you as long as I live. Death attacked from all sides, and I was captured by its painful chains. But when I was really hurting, I prayed and said, Lord, please don't let me die. You are kind, Lord, so good and merciful. You protect ordinary people, and when I was helpless, you saved me and treated me kindly, that I don't need to worry anymore. You, Lord, have saved my life from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Now I'll walk at your side in this land of the living. I was faithful to you when I was suffering, though in my confusion I said, I can't trust anyone. What must I give you, Lord, for being so good to me? I will pour out an offering of wine to you, and I will pray in your name because you have saved me. I will keep my promise to you when your people meet. You are deeply concerned when one of your loyal people faces death. I worship you, Lord, just as my mother did, and you have rescued me from the chains of death. I will offer you a sacrifice to show how grateful I am, and I will pray. I will keep my promises to you when your people gather at your temple in Jerusalem. Shout praises to the Lord and give glory to the Lord. Father, I thank you once again, Lord, that I can come into your presence, Father God, and I can ask you to forgive me of every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Lord. I pray, O God, that you'll strengthen me in this spiritual journey. I pray, O God, that you will give me the energy and the strength, Lord, that as I go forth, Father, I'll be able to overcome every attacks of the enemy, every hurdles that is placed in my way. I ask you to pull me through. I ask that you cover me with the blood. I speak a blessing upon this program tonight, and a blessing upon the House of Christ Ministries and its membership. I pray, O Lord, that you'll enlarge our territories in the name of Jesus. And tonight, Lord, I give you the glory and I give you the honor because you're worthy to be praised. I speak a blessing on all those who will be listening to the program tonight. I pray that you touch them, Lord. Anoint them, Father. Stir them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Create in them a clean heart, Lord, that they will not sin against you. Lord, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. And I thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name, where angels from great fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown.
Punishment is fitting for your deceitful liars. Your reward should be sharp and flaming horrors. But I must live as a foreigner among the people of Meshech and in the tents of Kedar. I have spent too much time living among people who hate peace. I am in favor of peace, but when I speak of it, all they want is war. I look to the hills. Where will I find help? It will come from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. The Lord is your protector, and he won't go to sleep or let you stumble. The protector of Israel doesn't doze or ever get drowsy. The Lord is your protector. There at your right side to shade you from the sun. You won't be harmed by the sun during the day or by the moon at night. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all dangers. The Lord will protect you now and always wherever you go. Song of praise to the Lord. It made me glad to hear them say, let's go to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem, we are standing inside your gates. Jerusalem, what a strong and beautiful city you are. Every tribe of the Lord obeys him and comes to you to praise his name. David's royal throne is here where justice rules. Jerusalem, we pray that you will have peace and that all will go well for those who love you. May there be peace inside your city walls and in your palaces because of my friends and my relatives. I will pray for peace and because of the house of the Lord our God, I will work for your good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us take a look at Psalm 123, which says, Our Lord, our God, I turn my eyes to you on your throne in heaven. Servants look to their masters, but we will look to you until you have mercy on us. Please have mercy, Lord. We have been insulted more than we can stand, and we can't take more abuse from those proud, conceited people. Lord, we just want to bless your name tonight, and we just want to give you the glory as we honor you tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Raise your blessings. Everyone who served the Lord, come and offer praises. Everyone was gathered in his temple tonight. Lift up your hands in prayer toward his holy place and praise the Lord. Wherever you are, beloved, I encourage you to praise the Lord. The Lord is the creator of the heaven and earth, and I pray that the Lord will bless you from Zion. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. As we shout praises to the Lord, you are his servant, so praise his name, all who serve in the temple of the Lord, O God, come and shout praises, praise the name of the Lord. He is kind and good. He chose the family of Jacob and the people of Israel for his very own. The Lord is much greater than any other God. He does as he chooses in heaven and on earth and deep in the sea. The Lord makes the clouds rise far across the earth, and he makes lightning to go to the rain. We bless the name of the Lord, for he is worthy.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega.
We praise your holy name, O God. Good God's love never fails. Praise the God of all ages. Praise the God of gods. Praise the Lord of lords. Praise be his name. All my heart.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Songs that they taught me when I was a little boy. They just simply said, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega.
I praise you, Lord.
We worship you, our Lord.
You are my friend. You are my fortress. Where I am safe.
You are
my shield. You made me the ruler of your people.
We worship you, our Lord.
Why do we humans mean anything to you, our Lord? Why do you care about us?
We give you all the glory.
We give you
all. I will praise you, my God and King. Always honor your name. I will praise you each day and always honor your name. You are wonderful, Lord, and you deserve all the praise because you are much greater than anyone can understand. Each generation will announce to the next your wonderful and powerful deeds. I was thinking about your marvelous glory and your mighty miracles.
It's sing, you are Alpha and Omega.
Everyone will talk about your fearsome deeds. And I will tell all nations how great you are. They will celebrate and sing about your matchless mercy and your power to save.
We give you all.
Give you all.
Rise up and every creature praise the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. Glorify God. We glorify God. We just want to encourage you tonight as we continue on this spiritual journey. Proverbs chapter 3, trust in God. My child, remember my teachings and instructions, and obey them completely. They will help you live a long and prosperous life. Let love and loyalty always show like a necklace, and write them in your mind. God and people will like you and consider you a success. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord, and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Don't ever think that you're wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. This will make you healthy, and you will feel strong. Honor the Lord by giving him your money and the first part of all your crops. Then you will have more grain and grapes than you will ever need. My child, don't turn away or become bitter. When the Lord corrects you, the Lord corrects everyone he loves, just as parents correct their favorite child. We bless the name of the Lord, and that was Proverbs chapter 3. Trust the Lord. And as we continue in Proverbs chapter 3, we want to share with you the value of wisdom. God blesses everyone who has wisdom and common sense. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It makes you more richer than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing you want compares with her. In her right hand, wisdom holds a long life, and in her left hand are wealth and honor. Wisdom makes life pleasant and leads us safely along. Wisdom is a life-giving tree, the source of happiness for all who hold on to her. By his wisdom and knowledge, the Lord created heaven and earth. By his understanding, he let the ocean break loose and clouds release the rain. My child, use common sense and sound judgment. Always keep them in mind. They will help you to live a long and beautiful life. You will walk safely and never stumble. You will rest without a worry and sleep soundly. So don't be afraid of sudden disasters or storms that strike those who are evil. You can be sure that the Lord will protect you from harm. Do all you can for everyone who deserves your help. Don't let your neighbor to come back tomorrow. Don't tell your neighbor to come back tomorrow if you can help today. Don't try to be mean to neighbors who trust you. Don't argue just to be arguing when you haven't been hurt. Don't be jealous of cruel people or follow their example. The Lord doesn't like anyone who is dishonest, but he lets good people be his friends. He places a curse on the home of everyone who is evil, but he blesses the homes of every good person. The Lord sneers at those who sneer at him, but he is kind to everyone who is humble. You will be praised if you are wise, but you will be disgraced if you are a stubborn fool. We bless the name of the Lord for his words tonight. Tonight we just want to glorify him again because he's the Alpha and the Omega. We just want to worship him tonight because he's awesome, God. He's awesome in his place tonight.
Wash over us, O Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. We will now take a look at Proverbs chapter 4. Advice to young people. My child, listen closely to my teachings and learn common sense. My advice is useful, so don't turn away. When I was still very young and my mother's favorite child, my father said to me, "If you will follow my teachings and keep them in mind, you will live. Be wise and learn good sense. Remember my teachings and do what I say. If you love wisdom, don't reject her. She will watch over you. The best thing about wisdom is wisdom herself. Good sense is more important than anything else. If you value wisdom and hold tightly to her, great honors will be yours. It will be like wearing a glorious crown of beautiful flowers. Right way and wrong way. My child, if you listen and obey my teachings, you will live a long time. I have shown you the way that makes sense. I have guided you. I have guided you along the right path. Your road won't be blocked and you won't stumble when you run. Hold firmly to my teachings and never let go. It will mean life for you. Don't follow the bad example of cruel and evil people. Turn aside and keep going. Stay away from them. They can't sleep or rest until they do wrong or harm some innocent victim. Their food and drink are violence and cruelty. The lifestyle of good people is like sunlight at dawn that keeps getting brighter until broad daylight. The lifestyle of the wicked is like total darkness, and they will never know what makes them stumble. My child, listen carefully to everything I say. Don't forget a single word, but think about it all. Knowing these teachings will mean true life and good health for you. Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. Never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. Keep looking straight ahead without turning aside. Know where you are headed, and you will stay on solid ground. Don't make a mistake by turning to the right or the left. We bless the name of the Lord because of who He is.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. You praise.
Lord, I will. heaven because of who you are.
You are right here. You pray.
Lift your hands.
Thank God tonight for this moment. I want to thank Him for the blessing tonight. We want to thank Him for the anointing that flowed tonight. And we just want to glorify God, and we just want to encourage everyone to stay in the Word and be blessed by those words. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. I pray that you'll join us once again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed by our teachings. You could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity tonight to encourage you to share the word of God with a neighbor or a friend or any person that you come in contact with. Just turn to them and say, God loves you, and so do I. Bless the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We just have to continually praising God every day, every moment, because He's such a good God. He's an awesome God, and He's so good to us. Father, we thank You for Your greatness. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace. And we thank You for salvation. All the promises that You have made to us, Lord, we thank You. We believe in Your word. And we stand on Your promises, because You have never failed us. We love You, Lord. God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. God promised this good news long ago through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The good news is about the Son. And we bless the name of the Lord. God bless you and good night.